Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
February 20th, and happy Earth Day, birthday, born day if you're celebrating your birthday today. I am celebrating with my cousin Val from the Ladies of Big Wish. She celebrated her birthday, and we're celebrating it with her, and we're celebrating it with you if your birthday is today too. So happy Earth Day, birthday, born day to you and yours. Because we are just here to help you start the week off on a good note. There's so much stress and chaos and confusion in the world. This is the time of the day that we spend just for ourselves, some quality time, some QT time, some me time. So let's get it started. Let us always keep in mind those, the sick and the shut-in, those inflicted with pain and pressure and have lost hope and faith. We do want to keep them in our spirits, in our prayers, because spirits have a way of, evil spirits have a way of creeping into the essence of who we are, and we act in ways that we wouldn't normally do. So it's time that we gather the essence of who we are and share that with the world. So that's what we're doing here this morning. In the news, there's a homeless youth crisis, and I just happen to be talking about homeless people today. Homeless people hurt homeless people. What are you talking about, Zelda? Well, hang around. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. The family celebrated my little brother, Douglas Robinson, who was murdered in Tent City by another homeless person. And, of course, it reached chaos and confusion in the family. But, you know, that's to be expected, and that's what we're talking about here today, is how we as a group of people, as a collective, as a community, what can we do? Because we're not waiting on the city, state, federal, or anybody else, because it's just not going to happen. You know, it's the have and the have-nots. So this is what we're doing, and I invite you to continue to be a part of that with me today. In the news, I just had to share this because everybody loves him. Former President Jimmy Carter is in hospice. He's in his 90s. This man has lived a glorious life. And he has done the work that the Creator requires to be, to fulfill humanity, because human is what we are. And it is crucial that we exercise our humanity. And one way to do that is to get involved. And that's what we are doing, is getting involved and taking time to go and see what the needs of the homeless are and try to supply that. So thanks to the generous donations of EAAChicago.org. You'll see that on the blog when you go there. You will see, let me pull the blog up so you can see. Well, actually, that is the Eventbrite page, but I want to pull the blog up so that you can see it. It would be hlntv.blogspot.com, and I'm going to pull that up so you can see it as well, because we need to know what's going on around us. And this is the blog, hlntv.blogspot.com. It's the Higher Learning Network TV show blog, and which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. Oh, and yes, coming up this weekend, it's the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. So you be sure, if you have nieces, nephews, anyone under the age of 13 to 19, you can send them to our page, and they can get the information there, or just share it with them. HLNTVshow@gmail.com. If you're between the ages of 13 and 19, you too can participate in the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And let me pull that up so you can see it as well. And we often get, well, you're supposed to send in a 60-second video clip of yourself performing and send that to hlntvshow@gmail.com. When you send that, send your best. And for parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles who are watching, that's where you send them to, right there. Okay? All righty, so I just wanted to share that with you. And if you're listening online, you'd like to join the conversation, 515-605-9325. We'll take calls after the 7:30 hour. And if you're watching online on any of our channels, Higher Learning TV Show and Facebook.com, Higher Learning TV Show, be sure and check it out and share this page. And if you're with us right now, so type in what city you're watching from, or what country, I should say, because this is global now, so we have to keep that in mind. And if you are headed out and about this morning, you will know that it is crazy Monday morning mindfulness, and there is always some traffic. And traffic is sponsored by Karen Kelly of itext.com as we go to traffic. at the Metro and CTA. They don't usually have accidents or incidents, but they've got one this morning. Train number 14 at Union Pacific near Melrose Park has broken down, and you have to seek alternate routes. So just wanted to share that with you. And there are no delays on CTA, only on Metro. As we take a look at the Kennedy inbound, it is 27 minutes in, 18 out. On the Edens, it's 25 minutes in and 19 out. On the Eisenhower, you know that's another story. It's always a hot mess on the Eisenhower. 28 minutes inbound and 21 on the reverse. On the Stevenson, no reported delay, 17 in and 15 out. On the Dan Ryan, your usual delays from 35th to downtown. It is 13 minutes in, 11 out. The same on Bishop Ford. And that crash has been cleared up at 111th Street. Thank God for that. 16 in, 11 out. And Jean-Baptiste Pointe-du-Sable is 12 minutes in and 11 minutes out. And that's your traffic and weather, sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. So if you go to chicago.itex.com, if you want to go to anywhere in the world, literally anywhere in the world, I just got updates this morning to go to Hawaii and Cancun, Mexico. I'm waiting on the trip to Africa. That's the one I'm waiting on. And so I can share that with you. I'd love to go. Oh, speaking of Africa, oh my goodness, if you did not go to Africa, attend the Africa to America, or America to Africa, it was by one of our former cameramen at Higher Learning Network. He, Amadilo Kazan, if you go to my, go to my Instagram page, you'll see it, Zelda Speaks to You, or Zelda Speaks to Me, the number two and you, and or Zelda Speaks the number two and me. So I've got two of them, so go check them out. I'm still uploading footage. But he showed some awesome information about what's going on and how we take for granted what we have available to us, because if you got up this morning and you were in need of some water, like to use the washroom, you're blessed more than you know, because there are people all over the world who don't have water, and they have to walk miles, do you hear me, like 30-minute trip through the hot sun to get water. You just got to see it. And we're going to have a homeless symposium coming up soon, and I'll keep you posted on that. So just remember, if you want to be, if you're an entrepreneur or business owner in charge of your services or your products that you serve, that you sell, that you offer the public, you can go to this website, chicago.itex.com, and sign up, and you get a $100 bonus to go shopping immediately. Who does that? Only on iTex. And you got to use the promo code Zelda, Z-E-L-D-A. And why do I say that, Zelda? Always giving thanks to the ancestors. One of my former instructors at Columbia College, and when I was studying broadcasting, Richard Piggy. So, and he would say, when he's going off the air, he would say Zelda, so people would get it, because they would call me Zelma, Zella, anything but Zelda. So he put the emphasis on the D, Zelda. Okay. Alrighty, so now you know. And you know, I always got to say, very grateful for my buddy Kent, the Kujit, the mayor of Bronzeville, and that's where we were yesterday, in Bronzeville. Oh, they listened to Amadilo Kazan, and met so many members of the community, Chicago Bronzeville Society. Met Preacher Head, too, Preacher Head Ministry, preacherhead.org, check it out. Met him, Stevie Robinson. He will be on in the 8 o'clock hour, so be sure and tune in for it. That experience, that was very enlightening. And remember to set your DVRs for the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. And I'm going to talk about that in depth, so let me come back to that. And today's show is sponsored by Travel with Deborah. Excuse me, Move Around with Deborah. She is our third Saturday morning host from 12 noon until 2 p.m., and which she was gracious enough to bring us on her show just this past Saturday when we went over to Tent City to participate in the activities that were going on over there and to deliver food. And I want to thank all of you who send in your contributions. Keep them coming because butane costs, and I'll get to that later. But right now, be sure and go to check out my Instagram page, Zelda Speaks. Zelda Speaks to You. And if you'd like to sponsor Monday Morning Mindfulness, we'd love to have your sponsorship. Get your name out there to our global audience. We thank you, and this is the way in which you can make that payment. And do know that it's tax deductible because the higherlearningnetwork.org is a nonprofit organization committed to the well-being behavior of our children. That's why we teach behind the scenes radio, television, and print production, in which we had to pivot because of COVID. And so now we have the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. So be sure and check that out. Also go to diabeticdonut.com. If you are one of the many people who live in this country, in any other country for that matter, you will know that we have a tendency to overeat in America. So if you go to diabeticdonut.com, you can download the free 7-ingredient drink that I drink every morning. And you'll see me here drinking it here on the Female Solution. Apple, beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, kale, and turmeric. 7 things. Go to diabeticdonut.com. We've got a Facebook page, too, Facebook.com, Diabetic Donut ABC. Somebody asked me, what does ABC? I said, that will help me remember it, because the lady who was doing the site, she said she was telling me to use Diabetic Donut ABC, like, as in, and I just literally took her word for word, so I put Diabetic Donut ABC. I know. Okay. Anyway, go there and sign up. Oh, and subscribe while you're on our YouTube page, Higher Learning TV Show, and our Facebook page, Higher Learning TV Show. And it is now time for your Monday morning mindfulness scripture and the word of the day. Be sure and check out my blog. Updates on hlntv.blogspot.com. And you know what that means. It is time for your Monday morning mindfulness with Mike House. And we will be sharing the word of the day. And it looks like it just disappeared. No, it didn't. It's in here somewhere. You know how you always mean to clean out your phone? Yeah, I'm still working on that, so you all have to forgive me on that one. It's just, this lady told me she had over 4,000 pictures. Another lady, she had over 6,000 pictures. I'm like, oh, my God, how, well, okay. I understand because I just deleted a couple of hundred off of mine yesterday. And, you know, you got to make room for more. So today I'm going to read to you from My Belief is in the Power. My belief is powerful. In St. Matthew's 8:13, Jesus told the centurion to go and let his request be done according to belief. Through his faith and belief, his servant was healed. To believe in something to accept as true. The law and principles of the universe are in your mind. If the mind can conceive it, you can achieve it. Guard your thoughts. Guard your thoughts. I'm going to focus on that for just a moment because we have a tendency to let other folks get into our head and run amok. That's what happened this weekend. We'll talk more about that later, but guard your thoughts, Just as lack and limitation are states of mind, so are joy, healing, and happiness. Your subconscious mind is thinking all the time. Yes, it is. Waking it to your highest desire. So pray and meditate to control your thoughts. Trust and believe to change your life. I realize that every thought is a prayer, and prayers are answered. I'm aware of speaking words of truth into my life. I am healed when I receive the power of my belief. Thank you, love, in me, through me, as me, around me, and through the Christ within. And so it is. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, as it was the substance of things which have come to pass, and it is the evidence of things not seen. And that's from Hebrews 11 and 1. And that's your Monday Morning Mindful Inspiration from Mike House. And if you want to be on the list of his Monday Morning Mindfulness, well, not Monday Morning Mindfulness, every day, he sends them out every day, you can text me at 219, let me find that for you, that way I don't even have to guess, 219-699-2114, and we will send you better information. Just text Monday Morning Mindfulness to 219-699-2114, and I can be sure that you get that information, okay? And while you are at it, be sure and go to anewbeing.com/February. The month of February is almost over, but it is not too late to get your free download. This is from our sister, Maika, who comes on Wednesday. I think it's Wednesday with Naima. And you can get that free calendar and has all the facts about Black history that you need to know and then some, because Miss Maika is a historian herself. And why is my husband standing up here in his underwear looking at me? I don't know. What you looking for there? The ticket right there on the envelope. Yeah. That was strange. Okay, anyway, I just thought I'd share it with you. It's 7:22, and you know what that means. It's time for your Monday Morning Mindfulness Meditation. This is the time that we spend with ourselves, giving ourselves, as Dr. Maya Angelou would say, before you face the day, to face God. And that's what we are doing. We are facing the spirit within. And we've got a comment here. Soul Purpose Healing, Grand Rising, Sister Queen, thanks for showing up. Yes, because it was a challenge this morning, but by the grace of God, I made it. And because I knew you were waiting on me, and I thank you, and I appreciate you. And you can't let your audience down. That's just what you just got to do it. So thank you for showing up to remind me of that. If you didn't see the show last night, Soul Purpose Healing, 7 until 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. But you can go back and see it. Go to Facebook.com, Soul Purpose Healing, and look for that one because there's another one. And that's not it. This is Viata here, Viata Robinson, my sister from another mister. Soul Purpose Healing. You see that, you know you're at the right place. Alrighty, thank you so very much. As we begin the process this morning for our Monday Morning Mindfulness Meditation. So are you ready? Are you ready for meditation this morning? Alright, well let's get ready. As a matter of fact, stay ready so you don't have to get ready. So what we do when we get ready, y'all? Come on, tell me. Walk with me. We simply breathe in. And we simply breathe out. Real simple. Breathe in. And breathe out. And when you hear this tone, it's simply to remind your mind to quit floating all over the place for just a moment and just focus on the breath. So what we'll do is just begin the process. Inhaling through our nose. Hold it. I digress. I do that sometimes. And then we exhale, blow it out. And I like to say, when I blow it out, because it releases all this tension. Because I've now figured out why my neck hurts, because I sleep with a pillow. When I don't sleep with a pillow, I have no problem. You know, you've been sleeping with a pillow all your life, and it's like, how am I supposed to sleep without a pillow? You're in enough pain, huh? You put that pillow down and put your head on it, like when you go to get a massage, and you put your head down or to the side, and there's no pillow there, so. All right. I digress. So let us begin the process. And we will take the time to do the thing because we're worth it, right? We are worth it, so let's do it. As we begin, let us close our eyes and inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. And as your mind begins to wander, giving thanks for the power of the breath, we inhale deeply. Close your eyes and feel this experience. That's why you see my face on the screen, so you will close your eyes. I don't want you to look at me. I want you to be in the moment and feel your breath moving in and out of your chest. Inhale deeply. Hold it and blow it out. Inhale deeply. Hold it and blow it out through the mouth. Once more, inhale deeply. Hold it and blow it out. And keep breathing. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And blow it out. And why are you looking at me when you should be looking at the inside of your eyelid? Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Breathe once more. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. And now as we breathe in, breathe out, let us bring those hands to the sky like earth, wind, and fire and stretch and stretch and stretch. Inhale deeply. Hold it and blow it out. Inhale deeply. Moving those arms and moving that body and blowing it out. Inhale deeply. Hold it. Moving that body from side to side, doing the higher learning hip roll. Hold it and blow it out. Does that feel good? Yes, that feels good. Inhale once more. And hold it. And and if you are breathing, taking a deep breath long enough, you will feel this sensation. That's why I ask you to close your eyes. I don't want you looking at me so that you can feel it with your body, not with your eyes, but with your body. Let's inhale together. Inhale deeply. Hold it. Feel that breath circulating, not circulating. And then let's release it. Oh, that feels so good and so relaxing. And this is all we have to do when we feel stressed is just breathe. It's so simple. Let's inhale together. And exhale. Giving thanks for the power of the breath as we bring that energy up to the breath, up of the breath, up to the top of the head. Inhale. Down through the forehead. And down through the face. Landing on the shoulders, that is the breath that is moving and has its being in, through, and around us. Let us continue to breathe in. And as we hold it and breathe out, bring that breath on down through the chest, the solar plexus, and the sides and the back. Continued breathing in and breathing out, giving thanks. As that energy from the breath continues to inhale deeply, moving down through the hips and the buttocks and the back and the thighs and the knees. Oh, yes, those glorious knees that keep us mobile. As seniors, we have to remain mobile so that we don't get immobilized, because it is a challenge for many seniors to move. And I don't care. I would like to see you walk, but if you can't walk, you can move in your chair. That's why we do the higher learning hip roll. Mm-hmm. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And sending love, light, and energy down through the knees and the legs and the ankles and the arches and the heels, instep, the toes, you have to wiggle those toes as we inhale deeply. Bringing that energy from the toes back up through the feet and the ankles and the arches and breathing out and breathing back in. Bringing that energy back up through the knees and the thighs and the hips and the back and the buttocks as we continue to breathe in. And as we breathe out, thanks that we have breath, that we are not on a respirator, a machine. If you have asthma or a COPD or any other respiratory ailment, you give thanks for the breath. So somebody somewhere can't breathe on their own, and look at you. Give thanks. Let's do that together. Inhale deeply. Taking all the power that we possess in our spirit and our minds and our soul, and we bring that breath in and we summon, activate to meditate as we blow out. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now meditating to activate, and that is what we do here on Monday Morning Mindfulness, because you have just armed yourself with the power of the breath to dispel any chaos and confusion, because the power lies within you, within the breath. That's why we what? Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Doesn't that feel good? And it's all part of the meditation process. That is why we meditate to activate. We meditate to activate. Let's do it together. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. That is why we inhale faith. Let's do it together. Inhale deeply. And we exhale fear. And these are just some of the t-shirts that you can use in your journey to remind you of the power that you possess. Inhale faith. Oh, yes, Lord, let's inhale some faith and exhale some fear. Blow it out. Let's do that one again. Inhale faith and exhale fear. Last but not least, inhale affirmations and exhale negative self-talk. You see, when you do this, we are reminded that the only thing that we need to do in this life is breathe, and that is to breathe in and to breathe out and stay in times of chaos and confusion, because it is these times in chaos and confusion that will make you grow, that will put you in a place of power instead of a place of powerlessness. And if you can just remember to breathe in, when they come up looking at you all crazy like they're ready to start something, you do this on them, and they will what? They'll look at you like you're crazy and say, I think I better step away from this one because I don't know what she got. And you simply what? Hold it. And then if you got a little stank on your breath, put some onion and some garlic, blow it right in their face, and I promise you, they'll leave you alone. And if you go to my YouTube page, Zelda Speaks or Zelda Speaks Mindfulness, check it out. You'll be glad you did, and I promise you, you will see a difference. And you'll see the testimonials that other people have as well. And Lord knows, this is something you need to share. So please share it. And I want to share with you when we come back my experience this past weekend. Lord, have mercy. Celebrating the homeless. And this is where you can see it. But right now we're going to take a quick commercial break. And if you'd like to call in, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And we will bring you up. And if you're online, feel free to type in your question or your comments, and we will take them, and we will be right back. So you stay close, okay? All righty.
Crime in Chicago for 10 entries. Community and politician must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 communities. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, the Mindfulness Stress Relief Coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve a peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Certified with the American Society of Training and Development, National. affirmations to help me stop worrying. They just gave me validation for the public to see what credentials I have. So the credentials I have now are from life experience, and I've learned how not to worry. And you can learn how not to worry too. It is indoctrinated in us to worry. We don't have the answers, so we think the worst is going to happen. Well, I got a solution to that. And that is the Worry Workshop. So I'm going to pull that up for you on my blog. Why do you worry when you don't have to? Go to my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, and you can sign up right there and find out how you... And remember, sharing is caring. If you care about yourself and your loved ones, help them see their way out of a mess. Give them the gift. It makes a great birthday gift. It makes a great holiday gift. So instead of running to the store getting something that they really might not need, give them a worry-free life. Give them the gift of a worry-free existence. And thanks for sharing. Make it a great day.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationship? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
And rising. And thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host of Monday Morning Mindfulness. And before we continue with the show, I went to some events this past week, and I got lots of information. I will post on my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, and on the Higher Learning Network, HLN TV show blog. But let me just tell you very quickly, for those who may not get a chance to get to the blog, Get Cleared Chicago is a project that is helping you get, if you have a rap sheet, if you want to get cleared. It's taking place Monday, March 13th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. where the first 30 registrants in line by 9:30 will get $10. Wow. And you can get a free city key ID cards, free haircut, free rap sheet, attendees only, a free CPD rap sheet, and drug testing. And you can pre-register by going online or calling 312-834-9758, and that's J Minor, all. And you can also email me at therappingnoop, N-U-P-E, therappingnoop01 at AOL.com. And you can also go to getclearedtoday.org. Also, if you have a criminal record, this is going on Friday, February 23rd. That's this Friday at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., 7401 South Cottage Grove. If you have a criminal record, it is called Project Hired. If you've got a record, you know that getting a job is next to impossible. So this is a process, the Second Chance Job Fair, Project Hired. Okay? And you can call 312-834-8020. That's 312-834-8020. And you can go to their website, ulon.life. Alrighty. And if you are in the Austin community, a network of family of programs for Austin families located at 5049 West Harrison Street in Chicago, they have career counseling, home ownership, housing, job training, employment, legal assistance, child care. Child care is big because how can you go to work and take care of your children if you don't have child care? I'm going to talk a little bit about, more about that in a minute. They also have reentry services, victim support, food assistance, and more. And they are located 5049 West Harrison Street, so be sure and check out the Austin Coming Together and Austin Community Hub, presenting Hub 101, Property Preservation Planning with the Center for Disability and Elder Law. Excuse me. And you can call them at 708-529-5042 or email them at jmartin@austincomingtogether.org. Grand Rising Friday is the 24th. So, yeah, that's Friday the 24th. And the Teen Talent Contest is the 25th. Oh, I see what you're saying, Baba. The 24th is the, well, that's what they have on the flyer, the 23rd. They have February 23rd. That's on that one. Anyway, if you go to their website, you'll get a chance to see that. Oh, and Illinois Action for Children, Creating a Better Future with Your Family for CSAP. Child Care Assistance Program. You're eligible if you think you need this service, then please take, it takes them 3 to 5 business days to get back to you, so be sure and go to their website. You can also call them at 312-823-1100. That's 312-823-1100. And the website is actforchildren.org. That's A-C-T, act, F-O-R, children.org. Actforchildren.org. Actforchildren.org. Alrighty, you got that? Last but not least, 312-823-1100. That's Illinois Action for Children. And I'll post that on my website as well, on my blog, I should say. Now, this is where the seniors come in, because we need, I went to this Social Security seminar, and this is a free workshop from Social Security. There's a lot of information that we as seniors need to know, because they're not going to tell you. And there could be some things that you need, benefits, resources, and they're not going to tell you about it. So you got to do your work. So anyway, they have a virtual webinar every Wednesday from 1 until 2 p.m. and Q&A from 2 until 3. And it is a virtual seminar. And you can go to socialsecurity.gov and look up Social Security 101, everything you wanted to know. And I'll post this. I'll take a picture of that and post it on my blog as well. It'll be on hlntv.blogspot.com, so you can see it better. Okay, I'll put it on my blog too, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. But it's 7:48 right now. I got to show you this. You will not believe what is going on in the world. As I told you before, I went to I was honoring my little brother, Douglas Robinson, who was murdered February 18th, 2019. And I was moved by the amount of people who showed up at his funeral. And I said, I am going to keep my commitment to the homeless, to help them help themselves. And it's a struggle, y'all. It's a struggle. So let me turn on this video, open this up. Well, that's Los Angeles. I want to go back. I want to play the one from Chicago, because Chicago, I did not know that there were people living in the airport. Did you know there are people living in the airport? So let me go to that with you. Where did it just disappear to, airport? Where'd you go? You know, when you take a flight, you don't think about that. There it is. homeless people being moved out of O'Hare Airport. Mayor Lori Lightfoot this week said homeless people sleeping at the airport is not acceptable, but at CBS 2's Marissa Perlman reports homeless advocates are wondering where all those people will end up. That's a good question. While it's rendering. So if we kick them out the airport, you won't give them housing. All these abandoned schools, and in the Inglewood neighborhood and other neighborhoods, people, the immigrants, and I, my heart opens to them, but they're coming from countries where they can no longer live, and I get that. But you have people here in the United States, especially in Chicago, where it's cold 24/7, and we get 3 months out of the year where it's not cold. And where are these people supposed to go? And when you see them on the street, and then it's heartbreaking. That's all I got to say. It's heartbreaking. So the question is, where will they go? And then here, Los Angeles is offering the homeless motel rooms, but with some tricky conditions. Wow. How sad is that? And that's on CNN. You know, you think you have something going on, and then you find out you really don't. So let's see what they have to say here. Let me make this a little bit bigger for you. There you go. Can you see that? And this is about the one in Los Angeles, so I'm going to let that play and be sure and share this with somebody. And why can't we hear? Why can't I hear this, y'all? I got my audio. I got the audio. Why can't we hear it? Okay, did they just mute it so we couldn't hear? Oh, duh. There we go. Sorry about that, y'all.
For the housed who live amongst us.
I'm a care.
Okay, let me get that.
Nearly 30,000 people live on the streets of Los Angeles, more than any other city in America. Among them, Halima Fielding.
I've been raped a couple of times out here. I've had a gun pointed to me. I've had a knife pointed to me. I've been vandalized.
This is bad for the unhoused and for the housed who live amongst it.
I'm a caretaker for my mom, and we were locked inside.
LA's new mayor, Karen Bass, day one on the job, declared this a state of emergency. She has a plan. Tear down the tents, move the people into motels for an indefinite stay, provide them services, and eventually permanent housing. Within 2 weeks of Bass taking office, these notorious Venice streets were cleared. Before, after.
Much safer today. Much safer. I was thrilled.
The fact that these, you know, encampments we've started so soon after you took office makes me concerned that, you know, perhaps the back end and the actual permanent housing hasn't quite been thought through. So you're getting people off the street because it looks good.
But you know what, though? I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to leave people on the street while we're building.
Okay.
We have got to get people dying on these streets.
They're psychologically damaged. How long were you on the streets? I've never really had my own place.
Now Noah has a motel room after decades in prisons and on the streets.
Do you have any kind of time frame as to when you might move into some place permanent?
It should be soon. I'm waiting on documentation. A guy was supposed to bring back my actual ID.
It's a complicated process. Robert and Ayanna Lyons were also moved from a Venice sidewalk into a motel.
You talk to people on the street and I can't. They would walk over and look at us like, you are nothing. You are less than. The way we treat her, I can handle treat me. I mean, I can brush it off, really. But the way she treat her bad would start adapting to my environment with that resentment in my heart.
Yeah.
Did it turn me to somebody I don't want to be?
There is a quid pro quo. To get a motel room, you must let the city destroy your tent.
When do you think you might actually get somewhere permanent?
I don't know. That to me, it's as scary as anything about.
Why is it scary?
No tent.
Sorry?
No tent.
The point is, you're not going to need a tent.
But I think that some people feel scared giving up what is their only safety net.
I absolutely understand that. We'll have to examine that.
There's another condition. You can only take a couple of bags of possessions with you to the motel. Everything else
12 miles across town. Some are getting moved into motels that don't have blankets, don't have towels.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Again, all of this, you're watching something being born, okay? So I want to now say to Angelinos, let's help these people. Instead of giving them blankets so that they're warm on the street, give them blankets and towels and hygiene things while they move into the motels.
Halima Fielding didn't live in a tent.
The first night I was in a tent, a gang member sliced it with a knife, and I said, okay, I can't live like this, and so I created this over here.
It's warm in here.
As long as it's in the tarp.
And now, she's very happy to give it up. You will be glad to get into that motel.
Yeah, heat, walls, a door, shower.
Fielding is as optimistic and determined as the mayor to make this work. Good luck.
Thank you.
She gets a motel room, and the locals get their bike path back.
The problems, though, are so chronic for many of the chronic people who have been on the streets for so long. I mean, they're dealing also with, you know, substance issues, alcohol issues, mental health issues. Are those services provided to them at the hotels or the motels, regardless of whether they're still using or not?
Anderson, that is the plan. But as Karen Bass said, this is a plan in motion. They are figuring it out, parts of it, as they go. And listen, plenty of people have tried and failed to do this in the past. Karen Bass says that she's going to succeed because she knows people, so she can stop all the bickering and buck-passing between government agencies, get a unified approach. And also, she says that in some ways, L.A. has become its own worst enemy. There's so many hoops, there's so much red tape to build affordable housing, but she says with that emergency declaration, she can cut through all of that. She is determined. She says that she didn't run for Congress because she wanted to come back here and get this done. She told me on her priority list, homelessness is 1, 2, and 3. If she succeeds, she will win an exalted place in the history of this city. And pretty much everyone wants her to succeed, but people are questioning whether she really can. And, you know, when I was peppering her with my kind of pessimistic question, she said, don't be so negative. We can do this. Her plan, Anderson, in the first year, she says, get 17,000 people off the streets. And she told me that she's going to get the first batch of people actually into permanent housing within a couple of weeks.
Now, if the mayor of Los Angeles can do that, my question is, why can't... Now, my question is, if the mayor of Los Angeles can do that, why can't we do that here in Chicago? That's all I'm saying. What do you think? 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. I have got another video to show you that I think that will make a difference. Well, I don't know about making a difference, but I'm going to stay away from that. Anyway, this is a homeless evicted from Washington Park. There is just so much eviction going on. It's like, where are people supposed to stay? There is no excuse because America, one of the richest countries in the world. Why do we have homelessness? It should not be that way. If we can send a man to the moon.
With International Art and Design,
okay,
come shine in Miami,
that.
Where every day will make you want to stay just a little longer.
No, I don't want you to stay just a little longer. Let me find out where that's coming from. I have no idea, so just bear with me for a second. I don't want to turn it up so you can hear it again. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? It's not. It must be one of the commercials showing. And mute that. Yeah, it's one of the commercials from the video.
And for the housed who live amongst it.
I'm a caretaker for my mom, and
I think I just saw that one. We just
were locked inside.
LA's new mayor, Karen Bass, day one on the job, declared that.
Okay, yeah. So I just got rid of that one. I'm gonna pull up the one from Saturday. My experience, I could not believe what happened when I went out to Tin City to help the homeless, and this is the experience that I had. So brace yourself. This is an organization that came to feed them, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, wow, celebration is going to be nice, and this is what happened.
So as you can see, they're gathered there, you know, got their gloves and their mask on, and they're about to serve the food. And I just happened to look over to the right.
HLN.homeless.project. And it just threw me for a loop, but it was a very powerful lesson for me because I learned the lessons in patience immediately. I didn't say what I wanted to say. I was like Zelda. I'm like a Dale Givens. You got to be a lady with this. But he sure tested me. But I was able to recognize after I calmed down a little bit. See, that's why I do those breathing exercises. That ain't for you. That's for me to calm me down. Because ego sitting on my shoulder said, go get Tony so Tony can put him in some handcuffs and take him on that. And I was like, nah, he got enough problems. That's not the issue. I recognize that this man has mental health issues. He has mental illness because when we first got there, he was walking up and down the street cursing. And I'm thinking to myself, I've never seen him before. Where'd he come from? And then it dawned on me, a person who is exhibiting behavior like that. I've had some crisis training 20 years ago and maybe about a year ago, and it's like I need to keep my skills updated. I'm not a clinician. I'm not a practitioner, but I do have God's wit, and I got common sense, and I know that when a person is acting irregular, if that's a word, there's something going on out there, and it's not what you think, so... I just had to share that with you. When we come back, we'll be taking, I'll show you some more videos, and we'll be taking more calls. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak, and we'll be right back.
We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456. And schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things?
Well, don't worry, you are not alone, because I am being joined this morning by someone who never goes to bed. I think she sleeps standing up. It is our executive producer, Naima Latif. Take it away, Naima.
Looking in my keyhole, you saw me sleeping last night.
I believe it. I was like, this girl don't sleep at all. And I hate to say it, but I think I'm following in your footsteps. Like, I would like to sleep a little bit more, but I heard somebody say the other day, you sleep when you die.
Yeah.
Might as well go and stay up and do something.
Not ready for my final resting place yet.
I didn't go nowhere. But I saw it on some program I was looking at where they had the man in the casket standing up.
Oh, my.
I think it was an African movie.
Oh, wow.
I was like, and everybody's around just partying, having a good time. And I was like, oh, wow, what a repast. What a way to go. Have fun. Yeah, have fun. No, what you crying for? You know, you had a good time. You see him again in another life if you believe that. So, you know.
I mean, I'm really having a good time. So y'all might as well have fun too.
Okay. it don't hurt you. Might as well have some fun. Wow. So, did you get a chance to see a part of that video?
Oh, yeah, I saw it. I saw it live. You know, Deborah and I.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Watching that drama unfold, and you know, we were trying to figure out. Now, what would somebody be thinking when there was throwaway food in the garbage? Near you have all these homeless people, obviously needing food, and we just kind of concluded, okay, he's got to have some kind of mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not rational thinking at all.
At all. And it didn't dawn on me until I calmed down because then he walks away. I just want people to see that. So, yeah, you can go back and see it. It's on our Facebook page, Higher Learning TV Show. I could not believe it. I was like, well, nobody's ever done that before. And this young man, I want to show him. He stood up for me because when I first showed up, he said, oh, that's Doug's big sister. She comes out here all the time. She's a good lady. She brings us food all the time. Why are you attacking her? And I was like, wow, thank God somebody stood up for me. Because Tony had walked to the other end, and he had handcuffs. He's ready to lock him up. You want me to call the police? You want me to call? No. They don't need no more. We don't need no drama down here. No. You will never say I call the police on the homeless people. You won't hear that. But I didn't feel my life was at stake, but I felt that his irrational behavior, I didn't know what might happen, so.
Yeah. Well, that's the challenge, I think. There are some people who are homeless because they're mentally ill.
Yeah.
And when they closed a lot of the facilities, those people had nowhere to go, and their family couldn't take them back in because their behavior was irrational,
right.
And you don't know what somebody might do because they're living in another reality.
Right.
So that's one of the difficulties, and when you hear of places where homeless people are being put out of places where they usually go just to keep warm, like, you know, bus stations and train stations and airports, you think, well, how cruel is that? But I think it's the fear, particularly of people who may be homeless because they're mentally ill, people are afraid that they might do any kind of unpredictable thing, might become violent, and that's the motivation behind those kind of policies. You know, those policies sound very cruel, and they are, because even if somebody's mentally ill, they still don't deserve to freeze to death.
Right.
So I think that we have to be compassionate to people, whatever their circumstances are. If they're mentally ill, they need help. They need people who are professionals, who are able to deal with them and recognize when they're living in another reality and can kind of bring them back to some level where they can be reached and definitely put someplace where they don't harm themselves or others. But they shouldn't be mistreated ever.
Right.
And then you have people who have committed no crime at all, just fell on difficult circumstances and maybe don't have a family that is able to be supportive. I've seen a lot of women and children out homeless, some fleeing domestic violence. So all kinds of reasons are why people end up living on the street. We should never judge them.
Mm-hmm.
Never decide, well, I'm not giving you money, you might go and buy drugs. Well, you know what? Maybe you do, but maybe that might be what keeps you through today. I can't judge how you choose to survive. If I'm going to help you as another human being, I need to just help and not decide what kind of help you can get. I would definitely prefer to, you know, buy a person a meal if they say they're hungry rather than just give them money. If that's, you know, what your concern is, okay, they look like they might be on crack, I'd rather feed their stomach than their crack habit. But you know,
then we're judging.
Yeah, we're judging. You know, we should not be judging because you don't know what caused the person to get to the situation they're in. You don't know the backstory of what they've had to go through. You don't know what happened to them. You don't know what you would do if you had experienced the same things they experienced. You just don't know. So just be a human being and be compassionate and just give. And if you don't have anything to give, at least give a smile and a good word of encouragement. Do not insult people because they're homeless. And I don't know why people feel compelled to do that. You need to get out of here and be and get a job. Why do you feel compelled to denigrate someone who's down? Why do you feel compelled to kick somebody that's already down. And we know what's in me, what meanness is in me that would make me say that to somebody. Well, I work hard for my money. Yeah, yeah. And you know, you don't know what they may have worked hard for their money and didn't get paid their money. You don't know what their circumstances are.
Right.
So do not judge. I think that's our biggest thing, is believing we have a right to judge people who don't have one.
And you don't. You
yeah. You don't. And the reason why they don't have things is because we won't share what we have. So it's not them that's in the wrong, it's us. They wouldn't be suffering if we were more generous and stuff. Well, you didn't. Well, I worked hard for mine. I ain't just giving my money away. Really?
You're just a channel. You are simply a channel. Yesterday, I went to Africa to America, Amadilo. You remember Amadilo? She had an event yesterday, Chicago Historical Society. And before I left, someone came and purchased something for me. And the money that they gave me, I gave it right to them because it's for a water project in Zimbabwe. And Pastor Stevie Robinson from Preacher Head Ministries, he'll be calling in at 8:30, after the 8:30 break, and sharing that information. But my point is, I was just a vehicle for that money that came through me. Somebody gave it to me. I thought I was going to use it for something else, and I wind up giving it to them. So we are just a vehicle for that, the finances and the resources and the gifts that come through us. It's not the end all. It didn't come to stay. Everything is temporary.
Right. It's to circulate.
Thank
so if you hold on to it, then that's like blood in your body staying in one limb of your body. What if all the blood gathered in your arm and never moved anywhere else? Eventually,
right.
You know what? Your arm would become useless, and so would the rest of your body.
Right.
So not circulating money makes it useless. It's supposed to move things. It's supposed to help things. It's supposed to energize things. If you just hold it, then it has no value.
Stagnant. None. It's not any good. It's like, why?
Yeah.
What's the purpose? A sister of the microphone, Deborah Smith, move around with Deborah every third Sunday, says, Grand Rising, my sister. And she also says that he said this food draws rats. Well, that might very well be so, but if they come out and get it right away, which they usually do, I don't know where he came from.
Right.
He's all the way on the other end. He was on the Roosevelt Road end, and we're on the Taylor end. That's a block away. And he says, I'm the only one that cleans up around here, which is a lie, because I have been there with them when they were cleaning up, and he was nowhere around. I didn't know who he is. I'm like, okay, so where does this come from? Is he with the city coming here throwing things around? I was like, oh, my goodness.
He's touching his brain somewhere, and we don't know what happened to traumatize him.
Yeah, because he definitely got some trauma.
Glitching his brain. Believing, and he, in his mind, believed that he was doing the right thing by cleaning up what he thought would draw rats. So that's the thing. When somebody's mentally ill, they're living in a reality that's real to them. And that's why it's really challenging not to get angry or violent back at them, because what they're doing makes sense to them. Now, he may have seen rats around there, but it wasn't because you're bringing food to the homeless. It's because, you know, rats go wherever people have thrown trash around.
Right.
That wasn't trash you were bringing. You were bringing food for people to eat, and they were going to eat it right there.
Right.
So, but his mind was not operating.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
And you don't know what kind of phobia he might have for rats, the reason why he kind of flipped out like that.
And I know Tony's in the background because he was ready to do some damage to him. He's still fussing.
I hope that guy don't come around no more, I tell you.
I can't be responsible. I was like, look, I do not want to spend my Saturday trying to bond you out of jail because he swung at you and you swung back.
Yeah.
And you tried to lock him up.
Swinging after that.
I do not want to spend my Saturday down at Chicago Police Department trying to bond you out of jail. I don't want to go through that because this is avoidable. If we stop and take some deep breaths, because I'm talking to myself all the time, breathing. You could hear it in my voice. I'm like, who gave you the, who told you the, who told you? And it's like, calm down. I'm talking to myself all the time. Calm down. I was like, expensive milk and eggs off.
Yeah.
No, he does not, because he's living in another realm.
Yeah.
And the world that he lives in is not the world that we live in. So there's going to be some conflict. I had to catch myself. Lord have mercy.
It is hard, though, and I think that's one of the biggest challenges to overcoming the homeless situation. You have too many people who don't differentiate between somebody who's having a difficult time financially and somebody who's mentally ill from a drug habit or untreated mental illness and therefore could be dangerous to themselves and others. Mm-hmm. When you lump everybody together, just like how they used to lump all the EMH children together.
Yes.
They lumped the ones who had hearing problems, the ones who were, you know, sight impaired, the ones who were in a wheelchair, you know, all together with the ones who were, you know, possibly, you know, mentally challenged, Down syndrome or whatever. And they just lump everybody together. Everybody who's different and difficult, we just put you all in the same classroom.
Right.
And everybody has different needs and different reasons why their learning has to be addressed in a unique way.
Right.
And, you know, you end up in that classroom, and maybe there's nothing wrong with your learning capacity. Maybe you just need a hearing aid or maybe some corrective glasses.
Right.
But they put you in there with everybody else, and then you're labeled for life like you got a problem and can't think straight.
Right.
So that's what we do with the homeless population. We lump everybody together. Oh, wait, they homeless. You have all kind of people, you know, working mothers that lost a job, you know, working fathers that lost a job, people who got divorced, people who are fleeing, you know, domestic violence. You have all kinds of people who just got out of prison, but they served their time, but nobody would give them a job. So, yeah, and then, you know, they can't go back to the old neighborhood because they don't want to mingle with the old people that got them in the situation they were in the first place. So they're homeless. You have all different kind of reasons why people are living on the street. Everybody's not out there mentally ill and on crack. So if we can treat each thing the way it needs to be treated, we can better address the homeless problem. Help the people who have a drug habit get clean, get stable, so they can be mentally focused enough to get housing. Help the people who are unemployed, maybe school dropouts, get some skills so they can get some work, so they can get a job. Help the people who are going through domestic violence and got to stay away from who was beating them or whatever. Help them find a safe place to be and so they can get their lives together and move someplace safe. I mean, each person's situation is different. So we got to address each person's need. And that's what I would hope an elected official would do. And too many of our elected officials will criminalize homelessness, kick you out of a bus station. You know it's cold outside and you don't have a place
to be. We're going
to
vote for you, Naima.
Thanks for that, Tony. She's not running for anything, but if she does, we'll vote for her, right?
As long as I'm in the media, I can tell the truth. As soon as I get to politics, I'm going to have to lie.
Yes. You hit the nail on the head, sis. Yes. You keep your sanity and your truth to yourself. Because they don't want to hear it. They want to hear what they think we want to hear. Deborah says, but he said that in his mind. Yeah, it was all in his mind. Nobody else saw it.
It was mind. And that's the thing. When people are not in their right mind, they say things and do things that don't make any sense to other people. You have to have a humane policy even with dealing with those kind of people. And you see them all the time walking down the street, cussing, like they're fighting people. You know, and you see them go, okay, they're not in this world. Let me cross the street in case, you know, they decide to see me as this person in their mind that they're attacking. So you see that all the time. You have to have help for people like that and not just criminalize and call the police on, because a lot of times this person goes, call the police. And the police, they don't know how to deal with mental illness.
No, they don't.
Then, you know, they tase and they shooting somebody. I mean, being mentally ill shouldn't cause you to be killed. That's not humane. So we got a lot of work to do on ourselves, just seeing people and meeting the needs that they have and not judging them and criminalizing them because they don't have a way to pay for shelter.
Right. Now, this is a picture of my little brother, Douglas Robinson, who passed away at 57. As this says here on this site, this is theGunMemorial.org. He was lost to gun violence right here in Chicago. And if you click on this, it'll show you the Chicago Tribune did an article, a man charged in shooting at the homeless camp. I didn't even go there because some members of my family were saying, well, yeah, we need to go to court and make sure he goes to jail. And I was like, you know, you all a little bit new to the homeless scene, so let me share this with you. They have enough trouble on the street just living day to day. They do not need to be reminded of that because it's everywhere. It's like being black. I hate to say it, but other ethnicities are getting a chance to see what it's like being black. Homelessness is like being black. So they get a chance to see the trials and tribulations of what's going on. And I didn't see the point in going to court to see that this man who shot him and killed him would be penalized. He's already in jail. He's already being penalized. And what's going to happen to him in the future, that's between him and his God and the state of Illinois. I don't want to have anything to do with it. And if you all want to go to court, go right ahead. And after I said that, I heard nothing else about it because we don't have the power or the right to be so judgmental that we take it upon ourselves to see that they go to jail. Well, you didn't care nothing about your brother. Me and my little brother were just like this. We were like two peas in a pod. But that's not going to help my heart, and it's not going to help this family by going to see that this man is locked up, penalized. He's already penalized. He was penalized because he's homeless. So why add to his misery? Someone said, well, he added to the family misery. I said, baby, life is not fair. It's all part of the process. When you come to an understanding that you are not in control of this situation, the law is, and God's law and the law of the universe will take care of that, go on with your life and let Doug rest in peace. And we will celebrate his memory every year and throughout the year. His birthday is around Memorial Day. And let that be. Why carry larceny and hate and grudging in your heart? Because that only hurts you. That doesn't help you. And as a matter of fact, we know that cancer, one of the elements is anger. Walking around angry, mad at people all the time. And Douglas was so smooth. He just didn't let anything upset him. He was new. They labeled him as like the mayor of Tent City because his tent was so big it could fit 10 people in. Like the tent you see, the orange tent you see now, his tent was that big, and he had a bed, he had a mattress and a TV in it, a big screen TV, and he let everybody come in, and he had a heater because we went out and got a generator, and he would let everybody come in, and they watched the game. And he'd feed them if they were hungry. When they first got there and they didn't even have a tent, this is what he did. So that's why they called him the mayor. And I was like, you want to get mad at somebody like that? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Okay, help me, Lord, because I need some silence up here right now because the things that I want to say and do, I can't do and say because I know that's my ego sitting on my shoulder telling me how to behave, and that is not conducive to this project. So you need to let that go. So here I go. Inhale, Zelda. Let it out and blow it out.
In the divine spirit, that's what we do when we breathe in air.
Because you connect, you reconnect. You were never disconnected. You reconnect to that divine spirit that guides you and guards you and protects you and sends you in the direction that you need to be, even if you don't want to be there. You want to be forgiving, but you can't be forgiving because of what's in your heart. So I get that. So rest in power, my little brother, Douglas Robinson, age 57. So I think he'd be 61 now. He would be 61. So, yeah, he's come a long way. Okay, Deborah Smith says, I applaud you in that thinking. I hope someone hears this and changes their mind. Amen. I hear you too, sister. I hope they do too. Soul Purpose Healing. Thank you, Zelda, for that beautiful analysis of the homeless situation. Yes, thank us because it was downloaded to me. Yeah, I can't take credit for nothing. Anything that comes through my mouth, it came through my mind. So sometimes it's a good mind, sometimes it's another mind.
We try to channel the higher thoughts.
Yeah,
but you're on your Facebook
sometimes your ego is right on your shoulder whispering in your ear. And that's what makes us angry and
vengeful. Yes.
And the sad thing about our so-called justice system, it's not a justice system. It's a vengeance system.
Just us.
So when you look at, well, you hurt somebody, so I want to hurt you, that's not helping. Like you say, that doesn't return the person who transitioned to spirit, you know, back into the body. It doesn't reverse that process. And all it does is cause pain, but it doesn't heal the pain. It caused the person that caused the pain
right.
in the first place.
Right.
Because anybody who's hurting somebody, they're hurting.
Right.
So if you don't address what made them become what they became in order to cause the kind of disruption in other people's lives that they caused, how is that just?
Right.
So hurt people, and then they go to a place they can be hurt some more.
Right.
How's that helpful? It's not.
It's not at all. So it is 8:31. We've got Minister Stevie Robinson calling in, and I just want to share this with you before we go. Oh, please go to our Facebook page, Higher Learning TV Show, and he is with us. Let us take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back. So stay close, and we'll be back with Pastor Stevie Robinson. Hold on.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On-air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Excuse me, Grand Rising, and thank you for calling us back here on the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show with executive producer Naima Latif, executive producer of the show, and we are being joined by Pastor Stevie Robinson that I had the pleasure of meeting yesterday. Thank you so much, Pastor, for joining us this morning. Pastor Stevie Robinson from ProjectHead.org. Tell us all about, he can't hear? You can't hear me?
I can't hear you.
Oh, wow. I can hear you. You might want to check your audio because I'm up loud and clear and we're talking, so just go ahead and talk. I don't know what happened on your end, but go ahead and talk. We can hear you.
I cannot hear you. I cannot hear you.
We can hear you, so go ahead and talk.
You can hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know why I can't hear you.
Don't worry about it. Just
I know why. Now I can hear you.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning, Grand Rising.
Absolutely. Grand Rising. I love that. Grand Rising.
Grand Rising.
I love it.
Pastor, I've had you on the show before. You didn't even know it because you were in a video that Amadilo had produced Armadillo or somebody. I can't remember. I think it was him. And I said, oh. And when I first saw it, I said, Pastor Stevie Robinson, I was like, what is he any kin to me? Because I don't know who my daddy is. Okay, so I'm always thinking, is he a cousin? Is he a brother?
Hey, you know I did it, Robinson.
Yes.
Absolutely. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. We are blessed. We are here. And we got water to drink. So I got a cup of water sitting right here. I got no complaints. When you made that statement yesterday at, America to Africa, when you spoke at Armadillo's event yesterday, I was thinking, we take this for granted. Water.
You do. Absolutely. And you know, I'll tell you, Sister Robinson, I just said yesterday, I stopped complaining about anything.
Everything.
You understand me?
Nothing.
I have, you know, God has a way of putting us where, you know, he wants us to be in terms of our gratitude and, you know, appreciation of him and who he is. And sometimes he has to take, you know, the contrast. He has to take you all the way to the other extreme to make you see how fortunate and blessed you are. He has to do it sometimes. And, you know, because, you know, in a land of plenty, and this is a land of plenty.
Yes, it
is. I know there are 80,000 homeless people right here in this city alone. You know, I saw the documentary on your brother last year.
Oh, okay.
So that's how far back I've been knowing about Douglas. You know, and the story. But even with 80,000 homeless people in this cold city, and they're living right out there right now. They're wrapped up in blankets. Some of them in plastic and blankets. Some of them don't know where their next meal is coming from. And it's a day-to-day existence. And we always assume that they're there because of, you know, drugs or whatever. We just assume that we see the homeless, but we don't see the homeless.
Yes.
You understand me?
Yes.
They're there always, you know. The Lord said, the poor you're going to have with you always.
Right.
And I used to wonder, well, why, Lord? Why you have the poor always with you? You, Lord.
Right.
And, you know, but the poor is God himself. Now, you know what I just said? Now, I'm not just saying that because I'm saying something. I read that in this book.
And what book was that?
This is the scripture.
The scripture. People need to know that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, but Gordon, it wasn't a book that a man wrote. Okay, it was a book that God himself wrote. And then once I really understood, well, how is the poor God? What is that? What? And why are they here in every generation? Right? In Matthew 25, and I'm going to quote it. He says, when the Most High, when the Lord returns and gathers all nations together, he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd separates his sheep from the goats. And the sheep will be on his right hand of all nations and the goats on the left. Then he says, them on the right, come ye blessed of my Father, into the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Now, this is the kingdom. We're trying to get in the kingdom. I know I am.
Nope.
But then he says, for when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was naked, you clothed me, sick and in prison, you visited me, thirsty, you gave me the drink. Then the righteous said to him, Lord, when saw we thee hungry? Or when saw we thee thirsty, naked? Because you God. They were like, oh, but you know, you God. And what it dawned on me is they didn't know that they were given to God. They didn't know it. But they were not doing it for a reciprocation of getting in the kingdom. They were just doing it because it was the right thing to do. They were not doing it to get advantage and get in the kingdom, because other than that, they would say, Lord, yeah, we did feed you. We did call you, Lord, so let us in. Right. They were just blown away that they were given to the house of God by giving to the poor, and they never associated the poor with God.
Why don't we do that now?
Huh?
Why don't we do that now?
That's because we don't know that the very God that's waking you up, that's got you here talking to me, that's got you a cup of water in your hand, that's feeding me, that's got me, you know, talking to you, they don't know that the very God that wakes them up are the poor. God is the poor. He is the poor. And he has them here so that the spirit of charity. It says, what does charity do? It says charity covers what? A multitude of sin. Now, when I read, I know what sin is. Sin is sin, and the wages of sin is death. But charity, these folks were doing it to the poor and needy, not even to gain anything. They were just doing it because it was the right thing to do, which is what charity is. Charity, if you doing something for somebody with an expectation of return for something, that ain't charity.
Nope.
Because if I give you something and I'm expecting something in return, then that's what I'm doing. I'm expecting something. I didn't give you anything. You just do it because it's the right thing to do. And so you ask your question, why don't people do it? It's because they really don't realize the severity of having a relationship with God by giving to the poor. I didn't know it. I mean, the more I read, the more I understood. I said, man, but here's the thing. Why does the Lord help the poor here always? That's because in every generation, he's trying to exercise the love of God in you by your benevolence to the less fortunate.
And we have as much less fortunate as we have fortunate. And you are a prime example of giving. And that's what I loved about yesterday's event when we were invited there by Amadilo, talking about the Zimbabwe Clean Water Project, which you did last year and you're doing again this year. If you all are watching this video online, please go to preacherhead.org, and this is one of the videos. Let me bring that up a little bit bigger so people can see that, what Preacher Head Ministries is all about.
Praise God.
Amen.
Wake up in the morning.
Now, let's just stop that right there. We wake up in the morning, and we ain't got to go nowhere to get water. We don't have to walk a mile or two or three or four or five. They are walking to get water every day. First thing in the morning, and Lord knows if they got to go again in the evening. That's a 30-minute walk, easily. I do 30 minutes on the treadmill. But
in the hot sun.
In the steaming hot sun.
And the journey goes on. Never forward, never backwards. Amen.
Oh. And you talk about off the grid. That's Amadilo's voice you hear in the background. This village has 2,000 residents.
Today, what they have to deal with. The reason why we are coming to do what it is, God has us to do.
She carried that on her head like it ain't nothing.
Shepherds are in the village of Saposa, where there are over 2,000 human beings, men, women, and children. And this is the source of water in which these people are drinking right now, out of here. This is where the 2,000 people have to come. And as you can see, the source is the water is coming out of the rock. But this is the only source that they have to get clean water. And as you can see, it's a clean a relatively clean source of water, but it's when it rains, then this turns to mud. Am I right? And when this turns to mud, but what they got to do is filter the mud out of the water. Then they can drink it. So
this is a disparity and a moral insecurity of major proportion.
Is that not something that you never even thought about that?
And I don't know how far she had to walk to get it, but we see she's got to fill that bucket up. And first she has to clean it out, right? And then she has to fill it up, right? Like I said, during the rainy season, what you see here, and it rains for about 3 months, is that right? And it rains for about 3 months and off and on, right? But what happens is all the disparities in the mud that you see,
and that's just an example of what you will see if you go to preacherhead.org and click on the videos. And that is just one of the many videos. When you go to preacherhead.org, you will see more videos. And you also have some free downloads on there, too. So be sure and check out preacherhead.org. How'd that name come about? You know I got to ask.
You know, so everybody asked me that name. Why Preacherhead? And it's a true story. It's true. I was born in Little Rock, Arkansas, first of all. And there's a lot of Robinsons down there, too, sisters out there.
Okay, now, you know, I got a lot of folks down there in Arkansas. Yeah, we do. When Arkansas, as a matter of fact?
Huh?
W-Y-N-N. When Arkansas?
Okay, when Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Preacherhead, I was a little boy, about 7. I remember it. I go into church, and you know the old church mothers.
Mm-hmm.
They always come and say, boy, how you doing? Come
mm-hmm.
sit on my lap.
Mm-hmm.
You look just like your daddy. Who kid is this? What your name is? You know. Because we're the same crap. like a plumber. You're a plumber, Zelda, and I'm a plumber. Then we get called on the same gig. You know this trade. You know the same tools. Give me this Allen wrench. Give me this, right? So we know it. And preachers, we got the same book. But God is supposed to be our bosses. We should kind of be doing the same thing. And that's what I don't see.
Oh.
So that's what I don't see. Okay. So I don't have brick and mortar. I don't have a church, you know, organized. I don't try to, you know, I don't go and preach anyway. Mm-hmm. However, you know, I work for God, and I kind of believe that if we work for God, we got the same manual, so to speak, or some facsimile thereof.
Mm-hmm.
And we should kind of be doing and kind of saying the same thing. Okay?
Yeah.
And that's where I find the discrepancy at. So, kind of separated myself and sanctified myself from it. Went to Zimbabwe, Brother Ron over there, and like I said, I washed up in that bucket for 3 weeks.
Oh,
boy, you don't know how dirty a bucket of cold water can get. Wash up in it. You clean, boy, you'll be the man. I didn't know I was that dirty. A bucket of your seat.
You need to know, in Mississippi, I had that experience. So it just ain't in Zimbabwe. It was, yeah.
You know,
yeah, I know what that feels like.
Limited
yeah.
amount of water, a day's work of dirt and accumulation. I don't care what you did yesterday.
Right.
Wash up in the bucket. You
right.
want to see how dirty you are?
Right.
You'll see it.
Yeah.
So when I did that for the period of time, I saw these folks walking for water, and I saw them doing this twice a day, you know, 2 miles twice a day before they get up to go to school. Well, it's kids doing this and the mothers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Going to get the water, coming back to cook, to wash, to do whatever it is. Then send the kids off to school. They walk to school, mind you, walking to school another 5 miles, coming back after school. Before they do homework, they repeat the water process again. Go get the water, come back.
And we think we got problems.
Go to homework, go to bed. No, you ain't got no problems. I'm living like a prince over here.
And don't even know it.
In my little small radiator apartment.
Okay, and don't even know it. I'm telling you, the first time I went to South Africa, I came home. I was in my 20s then, so I couldn't. Well, I didn't know I could have, but I didn't know. Anyway, long story short, I wanted to sell, like we heard that lady testify yesterday, like the couple that sold their house and moved there.
Yes.
I wanted to come home and sell everything I had and move there because you feel the energy of the spirit and the work that needs to be done. You feel it, and you want to stay in that environment. You want to have that on a daily basis, and it's not here in America.
No, it's not, because the America is in a bubble. They have to be in a comfort zone.
Yes.
They're in a world of comfort and creature features that they don't understand. Listen, what was killing me was that even with the rigorous routine of doing it every day, the children were laughing. The children were saying,
Put
it in their mouth. Everything is great. Day in and day out. Everybody's good with this. And I'm like, you know, and I'm thinking, man, if my kids would go through this for 1 week, it would be a wrap. They would not be getting me either. I was like, hey, look, I need to get back to the States because I can't live like this. It is a culture shock.
It is.
But they need that. They need that experience to appreciate what they have.
Yes, because they don't appreciate
it. Where joy comes from. Joy doesn't come from these things. It comes from within. The love of your community.
Yes.
Oh, I got a quick question, though.
Yes.
When the rainy season comes, do they have an apparatus to catch the rainwater? My father used to use this expression. He always used to say, you got to catch your water while it's raining.
Yeah.
And so I'm figuring it came from cultures where you had to catch your water while it's raining. So do they have rain catchers?
Well, what you do is, rainy season is just ending over there now. It rains for about 4 months straight, off and on. So the water is there. But the financial well-being of folks is such that, you know, you can afford the basin to catch the water. You understand? Listen, the average salary of a Zimbabwean, a professional, let's just take a principal of a school. You know what that average salary is? It's about $220 a month.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, that's a professional.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Went to school, educated, la la la. So you're looking at, so my point. You get my point? So what am I worth? What are my priorities? With that? Eating? It's like, look, it's just too much. I mean, it's just too much. But if you've got a heart of God, if you've got a conscience for those that are, you know, in need, this will make a difference how hard a guy you are. The thuggish guy, drop him over there, he's going to not be the same when he gets back. I don't care who he is.
That sounds like a program.
I'm trying to tell you, you got ungrateful kids, drop them off in Zimbabwe for a week.
Yeah. I have a whole new attitude.
Our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/rep-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
That Africa was a ghetto, and it's like, we have got to come
to
this. We've only got 60 seconds.
And be sure to get your copy of the book.
Let me say this right quick. I don't want the people
on behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion.
Right now,
and to our
the number one
family listening from all around the world, we say
we'll cut you
thank
off
you.
If you don't press one. So
to
press
our
one
family
now.
In China,
preacherhead.
India.org
is the
Japan,
where you can go to
Alingapur,
have more information about the
Korea,
Kamsani, Zimbabwe,
Russia,
and all the other things that are going on, and how you can
Germany,
participate. The quick
Poland,
second
Jones,
closing.
Jones.
Africa.
Gibonga. Senegal. Get it. Kenya. Asante. Israel. Toda. Pakistan. Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God. And God
already, just don't know it.
I love y'all
so much, man. See you soon. All right, amen. Preachhead.org is the place to go. If you are on the switchboard, press 1 right now so that we can keep you here and continue the after show with Monday Morning Mindfulness as we remind you of where you are here on the Female Solution. You just hold on 1 second, and there she goes.
The Female Solution.
invite you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And you are part of the solution. And thank you for staying here with us on the After Show with Executive Producer Naima Latif. Take it away. That's my Arcadio Hall impersonation.
Well, that's really inspiring to hear. The interesting thing, you talked about the children. See, children, they come here full of joy. And they just are loving life. And whatever their circumstances, they adapt, they adjust, they find friends, they have fun. They don't need a lot of things.
Right.
I think of so many parents who are spending trying to get their child the most expensive video game and the most expensive shoes, and the children are still complaining because their children never learn gratitude for what they have. They never learn what real joy is. They never learn what the purpose of life really is. It's not these things. And sometimes we got to go through a whole lifetime and get to the point of death where, you know, our health is bad and everything else before we finally get it. You know, life is not about things. It's about the love you have for the people in your life. That's what brings you joy. And you can do that in a, well, I like how their homes are made, you know, the grass roofs and everything, the mud walls. You can enjoy life in the simplest of homes. And even if you've got to walk 2 miles a day for water, rather than just walking, you know, across the hallway from your bedroom and turning it on in the bathroom sink, you can still feel joy. And when we can teach our children how to enjoy life by just appreciating what you have and realizing the thing that is valuable is the relationships you have with people. That's what life is about. It's not the material things, because these are just things.
That's what they teach us in America. They keep us...
Yes. You can't be happy unless
separate.
You have more things.
Yes. You're not happy unless you have...
You can't be happy. You're
the
not
jewelry,
good enough.
The hair, the purses, the phone, the shoes, the vacation, the house, the car. None of that is important when you think about it. But because we have this American mindset and Operation Mockingbird is in full effect. Operation Mockingbird? What? Don't believe me? Google it. Operation Mockingbird. You are being programmed as we speak, and you wonder why you stay on your phone. You wonder why you can't turn the TV off at night. You wonder why you want that $500 purse when you know your rent is due.
Doing things that don't make sense because somebody...
To keep up with the Joneses!
You happy.
And the Joneses are in bankruptcy court.
Yes. But what's also sad, when people go bankrupt and then they commit suicide because they think their life is over because they don't have things.
Yeah, that's the sad.
No one will love me because I don't have money. I don't have a job. I don't have a title. It's so sad. It's such an illusion. And then you see places where people look like they have absolutely nothing, but there's so much joy. You wonder, How is that possible?
He got nothing.
So the hair can't even laugh because they can't even go out and play because they worry about getting shot.
Right.
So what does that tell you? What lesson do we need to learn about life? What is really important? Nothing is important except the love, because with that, you will appreciate everything you have. You'll see the value in what you have, and you'll share what you have. So if everybody has the same basic things, nobody's feeling deprived, nobody's feeling poor, because, I mean, everybody's got the same thing. Everybody living in the same, you know, mud house with a grass roof, you know, everybody walking 2 miles to get the water.
we get together, we enjoy each other's company, we play games, we work together, and it's a community. And if you ever have that experience where you go someplace and they're living that basic life, but there's so much joy, it's like a light bulb goes on in your head. This is what life is about. It's not all these things. It's not, you know, my mortgage, my car payment, my phone payment, my internet bill. It's not that. It's the people that I love, and it's the joy we share wherever we are. That's what life is about.
But you live.
So if we want to really experience joy, we'll take all our things that don't really have any meaning and share them with people who need them. And then we can feel, like he's saying, you know, how do you give to God? Well, all of us are individuated expressions of God. So if you want to serve God, then you give to those who will appreciate the things that you have that you are hoarding and you don't really need. You have extras of all these things. We got food we throw away by the buckets full every week. We have things that we gave. We would feel that joy because we're sharing and we're bringing joy to somebody. That's where the joy comes from. So if you're not involved in some type of organization that's giving, get involved. If you got a problem, if you're going through a depression, if you're sad,
spending,
maybe your job, and you feel bad, if you want to bring the joy back to your life, get with somebody who's giving. Giving to those who would appreciate, whose life would be changed. You'd be surprised. Somebody who hasn't eaten in 2 days and you bring them some food, you've changed their life. You've given them hope. You've given them joy. You've given them peace. You've done something that made a difference, and you'll find that it changes you on the inside.
Because you're taking the focus off of yourself and putting it somewhere else, and that's how you get out of that mental state of depression. Change your focus, change your life. It's just that simple. Oh, we got to get some calls, Naima. I forgot. We got so many hands up on the board, and we just run off. I forgot. We get so wrapped up into this. We're going to take some calls, 779-801. You are live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, greetings. This is Maika. How are you this day?
Wonderful, Maika.
You ain't got to answer that. I know you're doing well. Listen, we got something in common. You and me, Zelda. My family's from Winds, Arkansas, also on my father's side. I always hear you talking about Mississippi, but you just talked about Arkansas today.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, so we got to talk. We might find that we in the same family.
Okay. I liked her immediately when I first met her. I was like, oh,
I liked you too. I was attracted to you too.
She got an Arkansas vibe.
Yeah, she got that Arkansas
vibe. And not just Arkansas, but Winds, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Which is a little town, which is a very small town.
Yeah. It's a little bitty town.
Have you been down there?
Been there once.
Oh, okay. I used to go every summer, every other summer.
Yeah,
ma'am. So we got to compare notes.
Yeah,
right.
And next time you go, maybe we need to go together.
Yeah.
I have no problem. I need to go down to Arkansas anyway. I like it down there. It's the South.
Yeah, I love it. As long as you know we going to drive or we going to take Amtrak because I am not flying.
Oh, we're going to drive, girl. I don't have to fly.
Yeah.
We won't be in a hurry, so we can take our time.
No, we didn't know.
Enjoy the road.
I will enjoy it. Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
I
wonderful. You know, I just lit up when you said, my family's from Wins. I said, what? Let me call this girl. Well, I've been enjoying giving. I've been giving out the I Am African American History calendar all month, and it's been a joy taking it to schools and superintendents and teachers and saying, wow, you know, like they say, I'm always looking for something to tell the children about, you know, African history. And then I went to one school last week and gave out some calendars, and now the superintendent said, oh, we're going to announce this every day on the intercom. You know,
oh,
what happens every day. So it's been a joy, you know, knowing that children are getting their histories. And that
yes.
it's such an important foundation for all children, for all people. We have to have a foundation of truth about who we are, where we are, and how we got here.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And then we can plot where we're going from here.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
So it's been a joy. So your guest was saying service is the great. He said something about service being the greatest gift or something like that. But
mm-hmm.
I agree with him. I didn't hear what he said, Naima, when you asked him about rain barrels or catching the rain. I didn't understand what he said. He was talking so fast.
Well,
the
he
last,
said
yes.
Financially they can't afford the big basin where you baby used to catch the rain. Then when he said that, first my thought was, well, that sounds like a project, you know.
Yeah.
You just focus on
yeah.
on
that'll solve
rain,
a lot of problems.
Rain barrels for Zimbabwe so they can catch the rain during the rainy season.
Right.
And I'm sure they got probably all kinds of sophisticated ways of catching rain now and even purifying it and everything else because, you know, technology's been developed that way, so we ought to be able to do that, you know.
Right.
And I'm sure there's somebody somewhere got a project that's doing
that. Mm-hmm. That's a great project. Water shouldn't be a project problem there.
Right.
Absolutely. All right, my sister. How are you, Naima, today?
Oh, fantastic. Blessed and grateful. Just living life and
you
enjoying
know,
it. And thank you so much for that calendar. You know, we were talking on my Three Black Moms show yesterday how during Black History Month, they basically give us the same five people.
Yep.
Harry Tubman, Frederick Douglass, what's his name? Peanut Man, George Washington Carver.
Yep. And Martin Luther King.
Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King. And that's pretty much
that's it.
What
right.
we get every year for our children. So that calendar
right.
just spans so much. What we really represent in our whole journey.
And it should be in the school. It should be in the school system because the book that I have, Black Folks Made Everything, not some things, everything.
We're an industrious people, for real.
It'll change the perspective of our children, and that's the beginning of healing the hurt of being told a lie that your people are ignorant and come from nothing, and. You know, even what we've been taught to believe about Africa, you know, ghetto, poor, struggling. What we're seeing in a lot of places in Africa is the aftermath of wars, the aftermath of exploitation of the land, the aftermath of even the exportation of some of the biggest, strongest, most intelligent, most powerful people. So trying to rebuild that, we're seeing what happens when people get corrupt and take bribes and, you know, all of those things. So we're seeing the aftermath of a lot of errors and judgment. But the place is beautiful. God has blessed that place. We just need to get our relationships together so that
right.
we can share things, so we can replenish what's there and empower the people to live the kind of lives that they're capable of living.
Right.
But
absolutely.
We need to get let our children know that they come from greatness. So you did a fantastic job with that calendar, and that's really going to be a powerful educational tool.
Yeah,
thank you. And you know, I was looking at Nzinga last week, and she reminded me of you, Naima. I said Naima would have really been able to play that part.
Yeah, I don't know about, who was I telling that to? I was on somebody's show, and I was telling them, they were talking about, that was last night on the other show. Yeah, right. She was talking about Nzinga, and I was telling her that about almost 30 years ago, I did a voiceover with the whole African accent and everything of for this audio series that are coming out of Indiana produced of African heroes, you know, with the kings and queens of Africa, and so he asked me to do a voiceover. And, you know, I did the research, you know, got the accent and so forth, and the script that they put together for her life, it was really inspiring because she, you know, back then, men were
son killed because her brother thought that her son was going to, you know, rise up and do away with him. So he had this infighting going on. But anyway, her brother ended up dying. She took over as queen, and she was called, like, the woman king. And she was running the military, and she fought back the Portuguese. I'm like,
yes.
She really was a woman king. She really was. And that's on Netflix, as a matter of fact, if any of you don't know about it. It's called The Queens of Africa, and she's the first in the series, I think.
And doesn't that, like, empower you to know that there was a woman? And this is what gets me. I am realizing that everything negative in the culture of America is negative against women. Look at the curse words, B-I-T-C-H. Look at... mother flower. Look at everything negative is related to a woman. You notice that? Why she gotta be a B-I-T-C-H? Why she gotta be a mother flower? Son of a B-I-T-C-H. Look at that.
Yeah. Where is that
coming from?
What do they call it? Misogyny.
Yes.
Women.
Yes.
Well, you know, I was reading something recently, and it was saying how we focus on racism a lot, but classism is a greater problem than racism.
Yes, yes.
And we have to start focusing on classism because that's what keeps us apart. Somebody thinks they're better than somebody else, and that's a European concept. That's how the Europeans came in. Oh, I'm better than them, so they need to come over here and do my work for me. You know, that's classism more than racism. You know, you think you're better than somebody. Nobody's better than anybody else. You just have different qualities and attributes and talents and abilities. That's about it. But everybody's equal in God's sight.
Right.
Thank you for that, Naeem. I think I'm going to do a show on isms.
Yeah, that would be good. That's a good show. Classism, racism, militarism, genderism. Ageism, all those isms. Yes, absolutely. That's a great thing. But classism is a real problem.
Yeah.
You saw that in Nzinga, the Queen, the Nzinga show. Mm-hmm.
Right. So y'all be sure and go check that out on Netflix, Queen Nzinga. Did I say that right?
It's called African Queens. That's what it's called.
African Queens, yeah, the movie African Queens. Alrighty, it is 9:18. We got to get a few more calls. I'll leave your line open, Micah, if you want to continue to comment. But we got to get a few more calls.
Okay, Arkansas sister.
Alrighty, hold on. Let's go to the phone. 312-848. You're live on the Female Solution, Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Rashida.
Rashida, Grand Rising Sister, thank you for calling. What's your comment?
I want on your show to test because it's motivational to see people practicing charity. You know, that's one of the main principles that I think of that God has demanded on us as people. But speaking of history, I was surprised. I saw a documentary. I know the media and all that is very influential. But I saw a document, Terry, of Abraham Lincoln. And since it's President's Day and he was our first president, I think that ISM program that you're speaking of creating, it's an excellent idea because in school now our children is learning not only it's okay to be bisexual, it's okay historically to be homosexual. And President Lincoln, they had announced on the educational program that he had three boyfriends, including his wife and four children. So, and the school of children are learning that, I think that they should learn more about what you're speaking of on the isms, because for us to
Rashida, I don't know where you are, but you are breaking up and we cannot hear you. So maybe you want to try
and look better now. Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay. I was saying that that is a program that you're talking about creating is very good. And the practice that Maisha is doing as well is excellent because our children need to learn a more godly principles, and charity is one of them. And speaking of President Day, our children are learning and being taught that it's okay to be gay. And they're historically documenting about our president, the name of the three men he slept with while being married and having four children. So that's not very influential. So I want to commend you and Maika on what you're doing as far as charity, because it needs to be found, especially among our American people, and
Amen.
To focus more on that than sexuality, because it's a shame we have to practice a day, President Day, and our children have to practice and celebrate that day, knowing that our first president slept with three men and the names of the men. So and to me, it's more promoting more homosexuality than godly principles. So whatever I can do to help with the charitable development that you're creating, I don't mind, because that's one of the five principles I believe that God has demanded us to do.
All right. Well, I commend you on the work that you do, my sister. Thank you so much for calling and sharing your information, and we look forward to hearing more about the projects that you are doing. If you are on the line and you want to comment, I don't know if you can, if you didn't do it before.
I think you can still press one. As long as you're still on the switchboard, I think you can still press one.
Okay.
Just call in if you haven't already called in.
Okay, if you want to on the switchboard and you want to talk, 515-605-9325, press one to speak. 336-350. You're live on the Female Solution. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Greetings, Sister Zelda. Can you hear me?
AZ.
Yes.
Hey, Mama AZ.
Yes, ma'am. I wanted to comment and greetings to everybody who's still on the line. Dr. Maika, I'll get up with you as soon as I can. But I wanted to comment. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead, Mama AZ.
Okay. Dr. Lateef, you are just amazing. You and your sisters, don't get the big head now, but yesterday I was so proud of you and your sisters. You're like a vortex, a triangle, the triad. In North Carolina, we call Greensboro, Winston-Salem, and High Point the triad because it's three. You're like a triangle. And I was thinking to myself how wonderful it would be if my sister and my brother, who, they're both still on the planet. I have one that's on the other side, Shirley. But anyway, you tickle my heart because of how you put information together. And I really do give thanks to your parents and you. You chose those wonderful human beings because I know they had a lot to do with your development, you and your sisters. And I just wanted to share that, how it makes my heart feel to see you like the triangle and you're working together. And I want to get that book. The inventions. I want to get that book and the calendar, Dr. Maika. So thank us. That's all I needed to say. I just you tell your sisters how awesome. I am so proud of you, and I am grateful that I had the opportunity, Dr. Lateef, to meet your husband because if I had not met him, then you know what I mean? This would not be, this reasoning would not be. So I give thanks to the Most High that I'm still on the planet and I can benefit from the jewels that you leave, that you drop, that you share. Peace. Thank us.
Thank you. Thank us, Mama AZ. Thank you so much for calling in and for sharing that. Yes, and we do celebrate. Is this the right video, Naima?
Three Black Moms. That's one of Mary. Let's see, what show is this? Oh, that's just one of the shows. Yeah. Black people do live in the movie theater. That was,
okay.
Three Black Moms, yes, coming on every Sunday, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern. And we have a lot of fun. You know, in the opening montage, you see my parents. I think it's the wedding day picture of my parents. And then a picture of us. I'm like 3 years old, and mother and sisters, 7 and 10, and we're still on our front porch. So, I mean, we've had quite a journey. I'm grateful that we have evolved in the way we have and been born to the parents that were very much socially and culturally aware. And I think we talked about that even yesterday on the show, growing up with Ebony magazine in the house and them talking politics and, you know, Dr. King. And we were always aware growing up, even down to my mother buying us ethnic dolls, you know, making sure we had dolls that reflected dark skin because they wanted to make sure we had pride in who we were. And that has such an impact. If your home is nurturing and giving you positive self-identity,
we're alive and
you have the strength to face whatever comes on the outside because your foundation is already strong. And this is really where it comes from. It doesn't matter what other people think about you. If in your household, your parents, your siblings, you know, you strengthen each other and you define yourselves by the greatest definition of who you are, nobody can tear that down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm really excited. You know, we're getting to the point where we're almost finishing up the Parenting with Peace online class on our New Earth Homeschool Academy online, and the link to that is on my website, and I'm looking forward really to putting that thought in motion so that people can change the way they're raising their children, not raising them, putting them down, calling them bad names, hitting them and all of that. We can raise our children with love, and they'll take that love everywhere they go and whatever circumstance they're in, and they'll always survive because we've given them a strong foundation to stand on. So thank you, Mama AZ, for watching. We really appreciate you. And thanks for chiming in with your comments. That was encouraging.
Thank you, Mama AZ.
You know, I heard recently that there's a problem with African children getting black dolls for the girls. That they, you know,
yeah,
they can't.
You know, and there's a woman, because matter of fact, B-Love did B-Love did an interview with a group of African women. They had a program where they women from across Africa to America for, you know, business exchange programs. And one of them, her business was manufacturing African dolls. And she was explaining how in her country they didn't have any dolls that looked like them. So she is in the business of manufacturing black dolls. And she, you know, also designed the clothing so that it was ethnically correct.
Mm-hmm.
The head wraps and the whole bit. And B-Love did a really great interview with that. On TV, and I'll make sure that I need to put a link to that on my website too. That was another.
Yeah, I'd love to see that.
Yeah. Men would always get this. Well, they sort of do because they have G.I. Joe and all that stuff, but a doll is like your alter ego. That's like your representation of who you are. So when we give, and Mama D talks about this, the fact that when they did that doll experiment and they had the white doll and the black doll, And little black girls, you know, they'd ask them, which doll is the smart doll? They pick the white doll. Which doll is the pretty doll? They pick the white doll. And you know, which doll is the good doll? They'll pick the white doll. And they say, which doll is you? And the little black girl would, I mean, she'd feel bad because she knew that she looked like the dark doll, but she just got through giving all the good attributes to the other one that didn't look like her. So what is that saying in your mind? I'm not good. I'm not smart. You know, I'm not pretty. So we got to figure out, where are we giving our children the subliminal message that there's something wrong with them? We're doing it much earlier than we realize. We're doing it like, you know, when they're like in utero, you know, just born.
I think it's putting them in front of the TV. All they're going to see is white people. And so that's what they think is all right. Every time you look, it's the white people on the TV for everything. And I remember somebody recently said they didn't want to, I remember Kim Weston was telling me, she said that when they went to make the movie about the Tuskegee Airmen, one of the problems was nobody wanted to make a movie where there was just a cast of all black people. And I thought to myself, wow, all we see is cast of white people. But
wow.
I think that's where it begins at.
Yeah, that's the thing. When you never see yourself, and even when you see always from somebody else's perspective. So I think we talked about that a little bit on the show yesterday too. The fact that every time they make a black movie about a black hero, they always want to put it from the white man's perspective, you know, and as if we should see ourselves from their eyes. That's why we should never, ever, ever use terms that other people use, minority. You know,
right.
Saying we're the norm, you all the other. No. We should not say those things. We should not teach that to our children. We should not teach our children to adjust to other people's racism or prejudice. We must teach our children, you are perfect just as you are. Ignore those people. If they're not nice to you, they got a problem. And their thinking does not change the reality of who you are. What our preacher friend just say? Preach your head and say, we are God. We are an expression of God. Now, how are you gonna be any less than that? Nobody can make you less than who you are. So when we teach that to our children, they become invincible. But we gotta believe in ourselves. So that means, as women, we have to have enough self-esteem so that when we give birth, we're not transmitting our low self-esteem to our sons and daughters by saying different things to them. Because when you speak to your child, you're really speaking to yourself.
Right.
So we got to feel good about who we are. When we bring forth life, we can say, you're beautiful, you're wonderful, you're intelligent, you're creative, you're talented, I love you, I love you, I love you. And that's what they'll absorb.
Okay, let's get this last call before we get out of here. 312-848. Did I open your mic?
I think it's Rashida. Yeah, we talked
about it. Sorry about that, Ben. I do believe that's it. I don't know if Baba Kwame is with us, if he wants to say anything, because it's 9:33 and I got a meeting at 10 o'clock. So. Yeah.
Love y'all.
Love you too, sis. Thank you so much for calling. We'll talk soon.
All right.
All righty. And welcome to On Air Everywhere. As you can see, Naima, you want to close us out with the information here?
Yeah. We've got a daily news website, and we're making sure that we keep you abreast of some positive, great things happening in and around where you live. And this was great. We had a chance to be live at the Chicago Auto Show and talk about that real issue of clean air that we all need to have. And if we convert to electric vehicles, then we can begin to reduce some of that smog. So we had a chance to be live on Beata's Friday show while our sister Zelda and I were here at the auto show. And that link to that interview is right there.
OnAirEverywhere.com.
Yes, and of course, we do a short half-hour news show every day on air. Right, you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/onairradio, 1 o'clock Central, 2 o'clock Eastern. Just half-hour of news. We try to keep informed what the government is doing, news from the White House, news from the State House, and
from our perspective, too.
From our perspective, always helping us to realize we have the power to change things. If you know what your government is doing, If you want them to do something else, tell them. And be involved. And be proactive. And know the power that you have.
And stop complaining to your neighbor. Do something.
Yes.
Get involved.
Yes. Yes. And coming soon, of course, is the on-air TV network. Look out for it this spring, bringing you all the great video productions that we do, the news in and around the nation, coming to the TV network. We've got some of our great voices of enlightenment who give uplifting videos every day, and we want to make sure that we share them with the world. So look out for it. We're doing some great, great things. I'm so excited. And so excited to have all of you who have been a part of the solution.
And last but not least, be sure and go to preacherhead.org and look at what is available. How can you volunteer and how can you become involved? And last but never least, we have got to go to the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And this contest is every last Saturday of the month, and this Saturday is that Saturday. So if you have youth who are between the ages of 13 and 19, they can send a one-minute video clip to hlntvshow@gmail.com, and they can participate in order to win prizes and cash and scholarships. You can send that information and hopefully get it in time, because this Saturday is the last one. So we want to thank you for being a part of the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And while you're there, go to our blog, to our, not blog, if you are watching online, go to our website, higherlearningnetwork.org. But go to our second page, HLN TV show, and click on that and sign up so you can stay in the loop as well. We want to thank you so very much for being a part of this Monday morning mindfulness. Hurt people, homeless people, hurt people. Be sure and share this video with someone, because somebody somewhere needs to see it. We thank you, and we ask you to take care of yourself and do something special for yourself. And keep our former president, Jimmy Carter, in prayer. He is 90-something years old.
98.
Almost 100 years old.
Living president.
Yes.
98 years old.
And he's in hospice now.
Which generally means he's
about to make his transition.
About to make that transition.
And speaking of experience in a hospice, you know my BFF of 64 years, Deborah Peterson, who made her transportation, her nurse explained to me that doesn't always mean that they're going to pass. They are simply in a place where they can get quality care that you don't normally get in a hospital. There's somebody with you 24/7, and I love that. So it's like hospice is the bomb.com. It's not a death sentence, because she explained to me people live 5-10 years afterwards because they get better care.
Right.
The nurses at the hospital are worn out. They can't do anything.
Yeah, that's what hospice is,
one-on-one
care.
One-on-one. And that's
and their body gets a chance to rest.
Yes. And the website that's on the screen, chicagotribune.com, I'll put that because it's a little bit too long to read for those who are listening. You can check it out. It'll be on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, so you can get all the updates that you need. So I want to thank you so very much for being with us here today. Remember to do something special for yourself. Join us tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, Jody Susan. On the Female Solution, self-care. We will see you back here then. Until then, stay on purpose, stay in power, stay tuned to more of Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks and Naima Latif.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Shauna. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around.
Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Bill Speaks, the Stressologist. Any stress in your life? Well, most of us do. Unfortunately, we don't know what to do with it, stress, especially as it relates to worry. I was once a worrier, worried about everything, and I finally figured it out. What's your training? Yeah, I've been certified with the American Society of Training and Development, National Speakers Association, and I was the mother. But none of those organizations helped me stop worrying. They just gave me validation for the public to see what credentials I have. So the credentials I have now are from life experience, and I've learned how not to worry. And you can learn how not to worry, too. It is indoctrinated in us to worry. We don't have the answers, so we think the worst is going to happen. Well, I got a solution to that. And that is the worry workshop. So I'm going to pull that up for you on my blog. Why do you worry when you don't have to? Go to my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, and you can sign up right there and find out how you... And remember, sharing is caring. If you care about yourself and your loved ones, help them see their way out of a mess. Give them the gift. It makes a great birthday gift. It makes a great holiday gift. So instead of running to the store getting something that they really might not need, give them a worry-free life. Give them the gift of a worry-free existence. And thanks for sharing. Make it a great day.
Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, the Mindfulness Stress Relief Coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.